December 13th was the deadline set for the Budget Conference Committee to come up with what are called top-line numbers for the budget, meaning what are we going to spend our money on, our tax money on, in the fiscal year 2014 budget, which technically began October 1st. Friday the 13th is the deadline by which the Budget Conference Committee is supposed to deliver these numbers. And these numbers are essential because then appropriators, which are a separate group of folks, will figure out what to spend the money on and build a budget which needs to be constructed by January 15th, which is the end of the current continuing resolution.
And what can we determine, what, if any, progress is being made towards meeting that that deadline?
Well, we understand actually that after coming far, far too close to an unworkable relationship, there has been some very modest progress. At one point, there were about 50-50 odds that we would actually get this done, and now those odds seem better. It looks like they're going to find a deal. The deal won't be as sweeping as some on both sides of the aisle would like, meaning that those on the left are not going to see the robust revenue generation that they were hoping for, and those on the right are not going to see the kinds of cuts that they were hoping for. So Murray and Ryan are finding their way toward a fairly modest compromise to the budget that will at least get the 14 budget up and running. And the appropriators have called for the 15 budget numbers as well, saying that the budget upheaval is just far too chaotic for them to manage. It's not clear that we're going to get both 14 and 15 numbers, however. We might just get 14, and frankly, that's reason enough to celebrate in these days of crazy government.
What has managed to get the two sides closer to an agreement?
I think there are two major reasons that the Budget Conference Committee is moving forward. One is that I do believe that the 16-day government shutdown was really bad for business, for every single lawmaker, meaning that I think that Americans had a right to be outraged, that our government couldn't, you know, was so dysfunctional that it couldn't broker the major part of its people's business, which is to appropriate funds. And again, they're not appropriating funds out of the air, they're appropriating our tax dollars. So we had a big stake in that, and Americans suffered as a result of this. And so I do think that they got a lot of heat for it, and boy, they don't want that heat again. And the other thing is that I do believe that folks on both sides of the aisle don't like sequestration. Sequestration is possibly the very worst form of budgeting. It takes all nuance, all thought out of budgeting. It's like one big sledgehammer whacking off money without any kind of plan behind it. And I do think that lawmakers on the whole are very thoughtful, and they'd like to have some decisions back in their hands. And to do that, they have to shake off sequestration.
And so even though there's going to be a disagreement, obviously, over the spending and revenue priorities that this group may come up with, at least we are going to have a public appropriation process here for the first time in quite a while, correct?
Totally correct. We've been funding the government through continuing resolutions, which are basically like do-overs of the period prior, now for quite some time. And so it will be good to have these numbers out. It will be good to see them in the light. You know, it's still a nail-biter, they're still far from a deal. Although it's looking better, the Budget Conference Committee, and then after that, it has to pass the House and the Senate, and then it'll get to appropriators. And then it's like the race to the finish line to get this done by January 15th.